95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for the first Coach's Corner of the season. Coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school football coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue to do that as we head into the first week of the high school football season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Week one of the season will be one where most teams are getting ready to play on Thursday night instead of Friday this week with Labor Day coming up. The city rivalry will get things started with Lakeview going over to Harbor Creek. Harbor Creek is coming off a league championship season, and Lakeview has an improving roster. Also on Thursday, Battle Creek Central will open at Benton Harbor. Penfield will host Otsego, and St. Phil will host Bangor. In area games, Athens will be at Burr Oak. Coldwater will host Sturgis. Colon will be at Holton. Galesburg Augusta will be at Cassopolis. Go Lake will host Marshall. Homer will take on Comstock. And Union City will be at Parchment. On Friday in the area, there's one game. Bronson will host LaGrange Prairie Heights out of Indiana. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this commercial. This is Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Tom. Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here live at Lakeview Ford in downtown Battle Creek on Coach's Corner with our first coach of the morning, Coach Lauren Granger of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
We're in another high school football season. It doesn't seem like it's possible, but it's here already, and games will be played this week on Thursday. And talk about how excited you are for another season for Bearcat football.
Yeah, just the greatest time of the year, really. The fall with the weather changing and football being here is just, you know, it's exciting for all of us, I think. But, you know, for us, the idea of putting together something that's a little bit more positive than we've seen on the field the last couple of years is probably the biggest excitement of all. Our team was just so young the last 2 years, and now it's starting to mature a little bit. Even though we are still technically heavy young, we've got a little bit of experience that we're bringing with us into the season, which adds to the excitement. And so it's just a wonderful time of year to be a coach, and to all the anticipation that comes along with it. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you and I talked earlier this week about that young roster that you've had the last couple of years, but those guys have a lot of game experience, and hopefully that will end up being shown on the field. You were 1-8 last year, but a lot of those young kids were playing as freshmen and sophomores, and then now they're back here as juniors, and you have some seniors along the way. Let's talk about that group to begin with. Who are you most excited about in terms of those young guys who you've seen taking the next step and maybe can make an impact this year?
Well, there are several. And really, when I say young, I really include a few of the juniors that I still look at like they're freshmen for some reason. But they, you know, there's a couple of them that have had an awful lot of varsity experience. Nathan Kretzinger, Hayden Miller, come in kind of anchoring both the offensive and defensive lines. Montrese Motley played on the line last year, but this year slimmed down a little bit, so we've got him playing some D-end and some tight end. Trying to think, Carter Jeffries, he's a young guy. He'll be a junior, but last year was new to our program, and he'll be a heavy contributor, I think, on the defensive line. And then Trayvon Mega. Our line between the juniors, the junior class, and a few sprinkled in seniors like Kamari Williams just has a lot of varsity playing experience. That doesn't always mean that you're good, but you know, those guys are a fairly close-knit group. They're confident in themselves, and they're very hardworking. They challenge each other. We don't really have to push on them a lot as coaches to do what they need to do in the off season or to get in the weight room. They push on each other, and typically when you see that kind of accountability being held from player to player, you don't have to wonder if you're going to have a whole lot of success. So if we can put that together with a few of the skill players that really contributed heavily to our team last year, it could be the recipe for success. Lee Campbell comes back. He was a freshman last year, but his season was cut short against Portage Central. I think he hurt his shoulder and never returned. Sir Paris will also just be a sophomore, but played as a freshman last year on the varsity. And then Jordan Rowe, who last year was just a freshman, had a season-ending back injury just in week two. Actually, at the beginning of week two, he didn't even get to play the full second game against Harper Creek, but had a surgery and is back on the field and looks healthy.
Yeah.
And so we're thankful for that. And, gosh, I'm sure I'm missing some guys. But
well, we'll talk a little bit more, some more guys here. But as we break it down a little bit further, one of the guys you're excited about, and we have been excited about the last couple of years because of his potential, is your senior, Kamari Williams. He'll be one of the biggest athletes on any football field in the region as we go forward this year, 6'3", 6'4", and almost 400 pounds, and can play D-line and offensive line and can play both ways for you. And even though he's a big guy, he has great feet and has some quickness and can be a problem for other teams. And he's the kind of guy that some college coaches are looking at, and they're hoping that his tape in his first three games can show something that will lead to some bigger offers for him. And a lot of that has to do with getting in a little bit better shape or maybe showing a little bit more quickness on the field. Is that how you see that?
Yeah, Kamari is actually all of 400 pounds. He's actually about 425 pounds, but he doesn't move like he's that big. And, you know, the biggest challenge in his recruiting journey has been convincing college coaches that he can still perform with the size that he is. I got a call at one of the showcase camps this May for the MHSAA. Derek Sage, who's one of my great friends he's coaches at University of Toledo, called, and he said, your defensive tackle is the best player at this camp. But he said, I can't offer him, I can't go home and tell him I offered a kid that's 430 pounds. And so, you know, obviously we've had many talks with Kamari about weight loss and that journey, but, you know, you got to balance that with just being a happy kid too, right? So Kamari's greatest asset is his personality. The person that he is just, he's a really great kid. He's got leadership qualities. He's always got a smile on his face. You know, many people who are that heavy aren't happy with themselves, but he seems to be happy. Yep. And so it's a delicate balance because you really want to see him embrace what he needs to do to take advantage of some of those opportunities. But at the same time, like, you want him to be happy with who he is and what he's doing. Uh-huh. And
well, talking to me, he was saying he's excited about maybe, you know, trying to make those opportunities happen. And he told me he's ready for a big year. So maybe he has some things that he's looking forward to maybe give him a chip on his shoulder to make some of that stuff happen. There's another person on your roster that is opening some eyes at the college level, and he's only a freshman, Braylon McCoy, a safety for you. As a freshman, hasn't even played a snap of varsity ball, but already getting some looks at the Division I level, and that has to be exciting for you, right?
Yeah, Braylon's also, you know, a great kid. Obviously very raw because he hasn't played any high school football yet, but his dad is a coach, and as such, Braylon has had the benefit of, you know, the mental side of the game, being able to come home and talk about that on the couch or at the kitchen table. And his dad's a very technical coach. And so Braylon carries with him some knowledge that most 14-year-olds don't have when it comes to the game of football. And I think that plays well for him. He's one of the, probably the most committed kid that we have, you know, in part because his dad forces it, but also because he just wants to be great. You know, he's in the gym more than anybody else. And when you're 14 years old, there's a lot of things that pull on you as a teenager to try to grab your attention away from, you know, sports and your own goals. And there's just a lot of pressures. And Braylon doesn't seem to fall into any of those pressures, and he seems very focused. He has gotten some Division I attention. He's got a Division I offer already, and he really is a great player. It's also, you know, as a coach, you try to also balance the how much pressure and how much weight you can put on the shoulders of a 14-year-old kid before his legs crumble out from underneath mm-hmm. of him. So we're trying to find that balance. He seems to handle it very well. He's very mature for being 14 years old. And we're excited to see what he can really do and how much we can really put on him and sure. ask of him. He's a very special player on offense too, really, but it's just right now it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we're going to coach you on offense, we're going to teach you on offense, but how much can we really expect of you when you're a freshman?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So,
well, big year for him, hopefully. We'll see if that comes to fruition. And then so the year starts off a little bit different for the Bearcats than the last couple of years. You've opened with Byron Center and Harbor Creek the first two games. This year you changed the schedule up a little bit. You have Benton Harbor in the opener and Lansing Everett in game two. And the way I look at it, it gives you guys a little bit of chances to see some success early in the season and grow some confidence. Can that be a positive?
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. You know, we've played Benton Harbor in the past, but it's been quite a while. We really kind of needed to change away from Byron Center. Nobody really wants to play them in week one of any season now. I mean, they're a state powerhouse, and to open up with a team that plays in the semifinals is just, it's a tough road to hoe when you have such a young football team. And I'm not saying I'm scared, but I'll be honest, you know, we made that change for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
We needed to be on the field with a team we could compete with and try to gain some confidence with. And then, you know, week two, I don't know that gets any easier. Lansing Everett was a hell of a football team last year, and I know second round of the playoff team, and has some really great, I think he said he's got 10 kids on his roster that have some sort of offer for playing college football. And Coach Canty does an amazing job. He's a great coach. I have a lot of respect for him. So that one's going to be a tall challenge still.
It'll be fun to get after it, though, as soon as it gets going, right?
But, yeah, our whole goal with changing week one and week two was to try to gain some confidence, you know. I don't know why Lakeview game ends up week three. I don't think it should, but it is. And so we have to have some confidence going into that one. And so we're taking it one step at a time, you know. Yeah. We don't know much about Benton Harbor. They have a whole new coaching staff, so I don't mean to disrespect them or overlook them by even talking about week two, but we just don't know anything about them. And we just got their scrimmage film yesterday, so we've started to review that and see where we could attack them, and you know, hopefully that'll be a confidence building week for us.
Well, look forward to that, Coach. Week one at Benton Harbor for the Bearcats on Thursday, so it'll be fun to do that. And next week we'll talk about what happens there, and look forward to the rest of the season. Thanks a lot for coming down, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back here with our next Coach of the Morning here after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, the sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here in Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning here. We're here with new St. Philip head football coach, Kevin Bennett. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
Coach takes over for Mark Pizzetti, who had been with St. Phil for several years and still with St. Phil as the defensive coordinator. But, Coach, you come in with some experience at the varsity level, and you people around here know you because you coached at Calvin Christian a little bit in terms of basketball.
In basketball, and, yeah.
So how excited are you to take over the St. Phil football program?
Yeah, this is going to be really, really good. So being a little bit new to the area just for a few years, when we moved to the west side of the state, my two oldest boys actually played at the St. Phil Co-op. So I kind of got connected with the coaching staff and Coach Pacetti at that time back in 2015-16. So it was neat to be able to come back and actually coach at the same school that my boys were able to play for and graduate from. So this is exciting. And I have my youngest son that's going to Calhoun Christian, which co-ops with St. Phil. And so it's nice to be a part of that home team.
Yeah, it'll be fun for a new year, a new coach in line here. And you have a really young team. You and I talked about that earlier this week.
Right,
and but the numbers are slightly up, which is a positive. You have 15 players on the roster as we talk now. However, 9 of them are freshmen. So it's a program that's going to be growing. But getting that feeder program has been the most important aspect of your job right now. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to figure out how to develop the guys that we have this year. Those young guys, and even with many of those freshmen, we have several of them never played football as an organized sport. So we have that goal. But the overarching goal I think that we have is, how can we develop that feeder program? How can we get more kids coming out to play football? So that's definitely going to be the long-term challenge. Short-term challenge is keeping the guys that we have healthy with that low roster number. Our guys have been doing really great in the off season as far as conditioning, getting in the weight room. We've been stressing, taking care of your body, doing the right things, eating, resting, nutrition, things like that. So, we have a big season ahead of us with 15 guys, but we're looking forward to it. And we're excited, you know, about what we're going to be here in the next couple of years. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
St. Phil went 5-4 last year. They did have some seniors on that roster, especially at some key positions. And you're looking to have to fill those a little bit. What you do have coming back, you have Ben Nelson as your lone returning senior. He can play both ways and did play both ways last year and was All-City. And I know you're excited about Brogan Lightfoot, a junior, who was forced to play a bigger role last year due to some injuries elsewhere on the team. And he showed some offensive skills when he did that. And he's going to line up at fullback for you, and he's going to be a problem for some other teams that are trying to bring him down. Is that how you see that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Benny, our senior, our lone senior, man, just as a person, he's been a great leader on the team, taking those freshmen under his wing, just very vocal, positive, encouraging guy to have fun. You know, he's just one of those fun guys that you need on that team. But he's earned the respect, like, immediately during practice and camp. So he's going to do great for us on the offensive line. Kid's gotten so much stronger over the offseason from what I've been told and what I've seen on film. Did really great for us last night in our scrimmage. And then Brogan, we're so glad to have Brogan on our team, you know, at that fullback position. He was lights out last night. Like, he was so good for us at that fullback position. So, did an incredible job. And to have that maturity and that experience on the team, in Brogan, again, he's another vocal captain, that has been good for us here, especially in the past couple of weeks, trying to keep guys on track and on pace with what we're trying to accomplish in this short preseason. So,
it gets to be real here pretty quick here. St. Phil's going to open up on Thursday at home at CWO Post Field and getting ready for its 8-player football season to get started. And you're playing at home against Bangor. What have you seen from them yet, or have you had time to jump into that scouting report for them yet?
No, yeah, we're planning on getting into that today. Don't know much about them, obviously, being a new coach in the league. I'm not fully acquainted with some of these local teams, so looking forward to getting into Bangor's film and looking at their personnel and seeing how we might be able to match up. And again, with us having low numbers and young guys, I think it's always important to be able to put together a game plan that is going to be able to be strategic in nature. So I'm looking forward to going through some of that strategy with our coaching staff and developing a game plan. But it's going to be nice to have week one at home. The fan base, even last night at the scrimmage, was absolutely incredible. So St. Phil CCS co-op, man, they turn out for these games. And love supporting that 8-man football. So it's going to be good Thursday night. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to see how our kids do in action.
And we're going to see a little bit of a spread offense there, and getting those athletes in space and maybe using some of your quickness and speed, which is a strength of yours. You don't have a ton of size, but if you spread people out and get people in space, maybe that's where you can find an advantage.
Yeah, we have to maximize off of our speed, and so the spread option offense that we're running is great with our personnel. It just kind of fits. It's been a good glove fit this year. With my experience and kind of the system that I run to know we have some of those speed skill players. And so, yeah, we're going to get them out into space, hopefully put on a good fun show for the crowd. Hope to put some big points up on the board.
Yeah. That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, people can see the St. Phil Fighting Tigers, the new era, to start on Thursday night at CW Post Field against Bangor. Looking forward to that. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick back here on Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford in downtown Battle Creek. We're here with another football season, and we're going to talk a little bit with our next coach about that. We have Penfield coach Robbie Hetton on the line. Good morning, Coach. How's it going?
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. I'm glad to hear from you. We have an exciting time for everybody with the football season starting this week. Talk about what you're excited about in terms of Penfield Panthers for 2025. It's a chance for some new things to happen for you guys. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're really excited for this week. We had our scrimmage Thursday and came out of it remotely healthy, which is a good thing. Anytime you have one of these scrimmages, you just don't want to get any big injuries. And we didn't do any of that. And, you know, we liked what we saw. You know, obviously there's always room for improvement, and we're excited to get back after it. So this year, you know, we're really excited. We got a lot of speed coming on our team offensively and defensively. Return a lot of players that played some big moments for us last year. And we're really excited to take the next step.
Penfield took his lumps a little bit last year when 1-8, but he did have that young roster. And the fact that a lot of those core guys are coming back, and from what I see, a lot of core guys that can play both ways with some really good size and speed, you could take up a lot of positions with that group and on both sides of the ball, and then all of a sudden you do have some experience in terms of those guys. And we're talking about, you know, Calvin Pazins, Johnny Lake, and Dre Bailey, and Gavin May, and those are some names that people have heard about, and all those guys are ready to take the next step for you this year. Is that what you're excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of those guys have been up on varsity since they were sophomores, you know, we're really excited just to see what they can do as seniors. They've been in their program. This is their third year, and, you know, we were close last year. You know, a lot of the games that, you know, that we, you know, we're on the losing end. We were real close. A couple things, you know, a couple bounces go our way, a couple breaks, you know, and it's a totally different ball game. And, you know, one thing that we're preaching this year is protecting the football. We had way too many turnovers last year offensively, and a lot of them were, you know, kind of unforced. So, you know, the big thing for us right now is protect the football. We have to win the turnover battle, and if we do that, we should be all right.
I know talking to you this week, what we're really excited about, and I'm excited about to see his senior year, is Gavin May. He's one of your top players, and he had a Division I offer in the off season, and he's committed to Division II school, because he thinks that's a great fit for him. And I know he was just fired up about his senior year, and then getting ready to show off, and then get ready for the next level after that. And talk a little bit about him and what you're excited about in terms of Gavin.
Yeah, absolutely. Gavin's a dynamite football player. He lives, eats, breathes, sleeps football. You know, the first day I met him, he told me he wanted to play college ball. And, you know, he's really accomplished everything he's wanted to so far before his senior year. You know, definitely a team player. He's going to be playing offensive line for us this year, just because that's where we need him. And, you know, he hasn't batted an eye about it, and he's jumped down there. And, you know, he's a real physical kid, so that's a big help for us down there.
You have some new faces coming up that you're excited about, including in the backfield. You had a running back who had a great year on the JV, and that whole group of guys that are going to be coming in, they got some playing time down there, and some younger guys that saw some playing time as younger players on the varsity last year. that's who's going to have to fill in the gaps for you. And that's those are the kind of guys that maybe will help you take the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Isaiah Eakins Gray had a fantastic JV football season last year. You know, he really learned a lot and grew. And, you know, he even played a little bit on varsity last year, you know, as our, like our third back. And, you know, he's ready to get a bigger role this year. And Trevin Strahan, he was one of our backs last year. But, you know, he's excited for a bigger role this year. And, you know, I think between the two of them, we should have a pretty dynamite backfield. You know, and then Jackson Hamilton, he's a sophomore on varsity playing O-line for us. He had a great freshman year last year, and we're really excited to see, you know, the steps he takes with his physicality. He's a big boy, you know, but he's definitely he's improving his physical demeanor, you know, and just that mindset that he has. So he should have a really great year for as a young guy. And then our junior class, you know, we have a lot of pieces there that we like, and hopefully they can step up and help us fill in these gaps.
You've adjusted the schedule a little bit, especially the non-conference schedule coming into this season, and you're going to open with Otsego at home on Thursday night. Otsego went 3-6 last year out of the Wolverine Conference, and then after that in week two, you're going to play a Sturgis team that people know from the old Twin Valley days. Talk about those openers and, you know, specifically Otsego, because we never want to look ahead, right, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, with us being in a D5 school this year, you know, we really wanted to look at, okay, how can we maximize playoff points regardless of, you know, who we – so we figured, hey, listen, let's play up as much as we can and try to find some matchups that work for us. And, you know, I have a very good relationship with Chance Stewart over at Sturgis. So we were able to lock that one in. And then, you know, Otsego, they were looking for a week one. We were looking for a week one. And, you know, we're both very similar in size. And, you know, it shows us to be a really good matchup. You know, breaking down their scrimmage tape and then tape from last year, I think it's a game that we can be competitive in and hopefully get the dub and set the season off on the right terms.
Well, I know Penfield Panther fans are going to be excited for that, playing at home on Thursday night against Otsego. It'll be a great night to be on the football field and great night to be a Panther. So I appreciate you, Coach, calling in, and we'll be talking to you next week about maybe a win. So thanks for coming in, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, well, back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner, coming to you live from Lakeview Ford in downtown Battle Creek. We're here with our last coach of the morning here with Coach Brett Vernon of the Lakeview Spartans. We're here for another season of Lakeview Spartan football and something to be excited about, Coach. And I know that you're eager for this season to come around.
Definitely. It's always a long time between the last game of the season to the first game of the next season, and excited to have it up and coming, being in the first week here, and can't wait to get started next week with Harper.
I know you, talking to you the other day, I know you were real excited about your offseason that you had, a lot of work in the weight room and a lot of guys getting bigger, stronger, faster. And talk about that a little bit in terms of how you like what you've liked from your team in terms of seeing what they've done.
Sure. I told you yesterday, I think our strength of the team is going to be that offensive line offensively. And those kids that are returning did a great job in the weight room, getting themselves stronger. We got a lot of experience coming back up there and looking forward to what those guys can do. Jamie Boykins is, I think, going to be a stud for us offensively, defensive line. And then Frank Fard, he's somewhat still new to the game of football. First year playing was as a sophomore, but he started at tackle for us last year, and he's coming back again. Excited to see what he can do. Carlos Suarez at guard, Zach Acker at center, all returning from last year. And then, you know, filling in those guards, I got some kids that have really worked hard and done a great job. Jackson Wirt, Cam Dawson, getting their bodies ready to go.
Let's talk a little bit more about Jameer Boykins. I saw him yesterday, and he does look like he's gotten in great shape for his senior year and put a lot of work. And he told me he's putting a lot of work, and he feels like he's done what he needs to do to have a great year. Have you seen that also?
100%. That kid has always been a weight room warrior, like just loving being in there. You know, we had to get him to kind of buy in and love not just bench press, but squatting and cleaning and deadlifting and all that stuff. And he's done that since, you know, that sophomore year when I first met him. His biggest thing that he had to work on was that agility portion, just moving a little bit better. And he's gotten there, and just from what our scrimmage was the other day, like, just he did some really good things, and really excited for what he can do this season.
Last year you guys were hit a little bit with the injury bug, especially at the quarterback position, and so looking at those guys, some new faces, maybe some rotations early, but that and some skill guys. Talk about that group of players for you.
Yeah, so we were, you know, at the end of the season, our third string quarterback, sophomore Isaiah Jackson. And Isaiah came in and did a great job. You guys know he was, you know, that player of the week against Lloyd Norrix. Got incredible athleticism, and which he is probably the complete opposite of Caleb McCune, the senior that got hurt the same game as Jack Darland, and so he was off of the season. That's what caused you know, Isaiah have to be moved to that position. But you know, Caleb's probably that more pure passer type of guy that's going to distribute that football, smart individual, and Isaiah's that kid that's going to slash a little bit, keep the ball, and run around. They both bring a unique ability there, and both will see time at quarterback, you know, coming into the season.
I don't know if it's something that's on your radar. I know Isaiah's going to play a lot safety also. He's great there on the defensive side and can use his athletic ability. Is it a situation where you get in the season and McCune, it looks like he has to handle that? You can use Isaiah different places on offense because of his athletic ability, or is that something on your radar?
I could see Isaiah playing multiple positions offensive side of the ball. The great thing is that at running back, I think we got a really good kid that is going to step up for us, Austin Wildermuth. You want physical specimen. You want to talk about a physical specimen, kid that loves the weight room. He's that guy. He went, you know, hand time 40s. He went from a 4.9 last year to time them 4.6 this year. And he's a weight room stud as well, you know, for a 205, 210 pound kid. Some of the weight that he's throwing around in the weight room is pretty sweet to see. So excited to see what he can do on a football field. And then when we look at wide receivers, you know, I got some, it's not very deep. But I got Gavin Deal returning, who's a two-year starter for us. Deshaun Page, Devin Brown, Brian Jaw, all those kids I think can come on in and do a great job for us and be a threat downfield.
Flipping over the defensive side, some of those linemen are going to be playing both ways. But what else? Who else do you like in terms of your linebacking group and your defensive backfield that are exciting for you?
Sure. And again, there's some repeat names here. Austin Wildermuth's been a two-year starter at linebacker for us, coming back for that third year. Caleb McCune, just mentioned, he was a starter last year at linebacker for us. See how much linebacker he plays this year, but, you know, well within the possibility. Cam Dawson was a sophomore last year. Unfortunately, our inter-squad scrimmage, he tore his ACL. He was kind of slated to start for us at that linebacker position, and he's back. And so we got him, you know, playing that position. That is a deep room as well. Dwayne Arrowwood, senior, just a smart kid, not overly big or anything like that, but he's going to get himself in the right position. Youngster outside linebacker, Braden Campbell, he's a nice body type as well. Like, he's gotten in the weight room and has done a great job. Zeke Swank, Logan Blaylock. I think there's like 7-8 guys in that area that we think that we can put in at linebacker and feel pretty comfortable with them doing a good job.
And the DBs there, you know, like you said, Isaiah Jackson played there last year, and he has a good group around him too. Or
yeah, you know, we're returning everybody in that defensive backfield. So Devin Brown started for us last year. Last year was his first year playing football. Took him a little bit to get accustomed to see it, but he's an athletic kid, good track kid, got some speed. He's played some corner for us. Deshaun Page, playing corner for us, started multiple games for us last year. Gavin Deal, again, two-year starter for us, playing back there, and then Isaiah Jackson as well back there.
So we're excited about the first game of the year every year when it is Harbor Creek versus Lakeview, and that's the same this season. It's been a rivalry that's gone back a little ways, and it's really been even over the years that we've talked about here. And playing over there at Harbor Creek, It'll be a lot of fun coming up here on Thursday. Talk about that rivalry and what that gets, how the kids kind of get excited for that one.
It's the school. Harper's the school right now that everybody, other school is trying to catch up to right now. They're doing a great job over there. They got some things rolling, and so, you know, that being game one, that's what we're looking, you know, to prepare for, you know, throughout the summer, is that's the first time we get to get out on that field and then make it count. And so, you know, we're just trying to close that gap between us and them each and every day. And so, you know, when we get to next Thursday, it's how much have we closed the gap, you know?
Let's talk a little bit about also the non-conference schedule for you versus getting into the SMAC. You have some games that you're excited about going in there a little bit, looking forward?
Sure. And it starts right away with game two. I used to coach with Joe Bry up there in Grand Ledge, and I love getting those chances, you know, those people that you know that have that little rivalry, just that personal rivalry with. And so excited to get into there. They offer, a D1 running back kid that's a stud, you know. But, you know, hopefully we are picking up our physicality to where that, you know, affects the game pretty well. Then we get into that SMAC schedule. And like every year, it's a gauntlet. There's a lot of good schools, a lot of good players. And you look across that SMAC, offensive tackle seems to be a really strong point in the SMAC. You know, got multiple D1 kids that are across the teams. And not just across the SMAC, but even just in the east portion of the SMAC, got some really good tackles there. So every week's going to offer a challenge. Every week's going to be tough, and you got to be ready to go when you get to the SMAC.
Well, we have another minute here to talk about Lakeview Spartan football. The idea that that you guys have things going in the right direction this year with that experience level coming up and hoping for some good things. I know you don't want to get the cart before the horse here, but I know that it can be an exciting time when you start seeing some maturity on your roster and you see some things coming together, you in year three, since you come to Lakeview.
Yeah. The past 2 years, it's been, we're young. You know, there's no longer that excuse. We got to take that step up and play better as a team, you know, and that's my job as coach to get them to take that level up. And hopefully we're ready to do that. But you know, it's, I told you yesterday that it's a, you know, game by game basis, and we just got to continue to work to get better each and every day, make sure every rep counts at practice, every rep in the weight room counts, and that we're just steadily improving.
All right. Thanks, Coach, for coming on down here. Exciting season for the Lakeview Spartans coming up starting Thursday night at Harper Creek. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you.
The high school football season is starting next Thursday, and we'll have Coach's Corner again next week on a Saturday as the regularly scheduled. To get all your high school football preview information, you want to get into the Battle Creek Inquirer starting online on Monday morning on www.battlecreekinquirer.com. We'll be starting our preview stories. They will run once a day throughout the whole week, and that'll include previews for all the city schools, area schools, and we'll be looking at our top grade 8 players in the area, and we'll also have our preseason player of the year poll with our top 40 players in the area to vote for. So go to BattleCreekEnquirer.com for that. Thanks for listening. This is Bill Broderick of Battle Creek Inquirer and WBCK Coach's Corner. We'll talk to you next week.